Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Today is Tuesday, May 5th, and it is 6 p.m. and I am so excited for tonight's show. Today has been just exciting in every direction. It's spring, summer's nearly here. The grass is green again, flowers are blooming, and it's just like life is in the air. A lot of the prophetic world is talking about that things seem like there was a shift in the realm in the earth. And for me, yep, the colors have come back after a long winter, but also the colors seem more vibrant. They just seem alive. And God has been talking to me about creation, how the whole creation groans for his return. And that word groan is praise. They are praying in constant prayer for him. So I just want to welcome everyone. And I know a lot of you listen to the archived sessions. And I just so wish that people would come over and be live callers. And it wouldn't be so boring for you that have to listen, because you have to listen to me. And there are so many people that are so much wiser and have so much to offer. And I would just love to have people call in and be a guest on the show. When Cindy Wilson, who was my mentor and opened my eyes to the idea that this even existed, which was a meeting on Facebook, she blessed me with her blessings and just prayed over me to receive the ability to be able to speak prophetic words into people's lives. And I had not ever attempted that before, and that was back in November of last year. So we are all the way up to May. And so I think that's like right at 6 months. And the Lord's whispering in my ear, go forth, go out there and give prophetic words. So for right now, I would like to open up this show in prayer, because this is God's show. He is the one who whispered in my ear to create this show and to call it Healing Hearts His Way. People have hurting hearts, and God is the one who can take care of those hurting hearts. So we will just turn this show over to him. And thank you, Father. I just pray, thanking you deeply from the bottom of my heart for all that you do for each one of us long before we are aware of you. You are constantly aware of us, knowing us, knitting us in our mother's womb, Lord. You wrote a book about all the days of our life before we were even thought of to be here on this earth. So, God, I just thank you, knowing that you love it when we get excited. You love it when we talk about you. You get stirred up, and there's just so much that you want to pour out onto this world, and you want to do it through the streams of living waters that you speak of in the Word, where it comes straight from the throne room, and it comes to your people, to the ears, to the hearts of those that you are waiting to fill up. So, God, I just pray now, turning the show over to you, asking for your just divine protection and blessings over it, that you will watch over it in all these words. And I just thank you, Father, trusting in complete faith, stepping out of the boat, knowing that you are in charge and in control, and I am just listening to your heartbeat. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, callers, you can call in to chat at 646-787-8522. The number is 646-787-8522, and I am here Tuesdays at 6 p.m., unless something happens and I change it. If we get enough callers and people want to change the day or the times, I am so open to that. Right now, my life is here to, it's all about serving, being a servant, and honoring the Father's heart and healing hearts His way. So it was a big day. The Lord has blessed me to be able to reach out and give some prophetic words. And for some of you that happen to stumble upon this show and maybe don't run in the same circle that I do, so what I'm talking about is, in the book of Corinthians, the Lord tells us to desire the spiritual gifts. it's not always talked about in today's age, but a lot of people are very aware and earnestly seek and desire these gifts and even run after them. And because once you have an understanding of how God meant for them to be, that they can give you words in your life from Him, then you get really excited, because to get a word through a person from God is amazing, in the sense that that person could never know those things, even if they know you. But usually if someone speaks into your life, a lot of times, from my experience, it's been people that have not known you, although I believe that God is just opening up the door for those of us that know each other to speak, to be oracles for Him, and to speak these words into each other's ears. But, you know, what I'm saying, I'm not talking about the office of a prophet. I am talking about just having the gift of prophecy. And I just want to read as a basis 1 Corinthians 14, so that you can know what I'm speaking about is in the Bible. It's not some random word that I pulled out of the air. In 1 Corinthians 14, it says, "Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries." So there he's talking about and speaking in tongues, which more than likely, if you're listening to the show, you have some idea of what that means. But if you don't, in today's time, people that speak in tongues, which is a gift that is given when you receive the Holy Spirit, and there's debate on this. I don't think every single person receives this ability, but a lot of people have this ability. And he says, if you speak in the Spirit, you're speaking mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. So it sounds like what God's trying to say to us is that he desires for there to be edification. He desires that the church, which is the body of Christ, to constantly be built up. We live in a world that's tough on us, that's just always tearing us down, and you know, we're taking attacks from the enemy, so we're, you know, wading through life, and we can use some building up. We can use some edifying words. And the Lord desires that his church would receive them, in verse 5. Verse 6 says, "But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? If I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching, even things without life, whether a flute or a harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I move on, but he says there, I'll conclude there in verse 12, he says, even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. So he's saying to us, it is awesome that we desire to be able to walk in these gifts. It is our gift from God for the church, for edifying of the church. So speaking prophetic words It's really exciting in the sense of receiving one, and you are hearing the Father's heart for you through those words. So some people listening might even wonder, what is the difference between someone who is psychic, who works in that field, that speaks words to you? They can tell you facts about yourself. They can tell you, oh, I can see you come from a family that had a lot of girls. You have a lot of sisters. And I can see that you grew up without a father. They can give you that kind of information because it's factual. And I can say this with confidence because I used to work as a psychic, and I was trained in that for quite a few years. And at the time, I didn't think there was anything wrong with that because I didn't know any better. Looking back, you have to say, how could you have not known better? But I didn't know God, and I didn't understand his ways, and I just thought it was amazing that people had the ability to tell you those things. I was just so curious as to how that worked, and I have a very curious mind. I love to learn, and as I was learning that field, it always left me still looking for something more. I could give people information. I could lead people to someone. I had just the ability to do all sorts of things. I could tell people about their past, mostly about their past, which always gets people's attention. And it also pulls at their heart, and their heart wants to know more. Well, that's where the difference between being a psychic and being blessed by God to have your eyes open to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual gifts of being able to speak in the prophetic. There's the difference. When you are psychic and you're giving those words, you're telling the person some facts and you're telling them about their past, but you leave them there because you have no more information to give them. Yes, you could probably make something up and say, oh, I can see this is what you're going to do in the future. But it was my experience that that information was very rarely given. And the information that a psychic received given to them by a familiar spirit. And this spirit probably hangs around with the person that is asking for the reading, is what it was called. And this spirit whispers to the psychic. Oh, I say the word whisper, but it's not like you're really hearing somebody whisper in your ear, but you hear it inside of your mind, and so you can turn around and just say this knowledge to this person, and they always say, yes, yes, you know, how did you know, and tell me some more, and then they want to ask you about their dead relative, and do they have some words for them, or where did they leave this envelope, or what did they ever do with that ring? And those are real common questions for a psychic. A psychic person has the ability to look into a person's energy field if they train themselves to do so, and they can see what kind of energy the person is running. So the person is, if they're running a positive energy or a negative, or if they have a high energy or a low, you can see all those things, and that can help in your determination of the words to give that person. The psychic is also usually paid for this exchange of information. So enough of that, because that is definitely not what this show is about, but I just want to tell you why I have the authority to speak on this matter, because I have been there, and God in his compassion and his kindness just pulled me out of that and brought me back to life, because that lifestyle was destroying me. And anytime we are not in alignment with God's will, we can be destroyed. We can be hurt very badly, and I experienced a lot of pain. But God, oh, and his great compassion, and he snatched me right out of it. And I'm telling you, for me, now this doesn't happen the same way for everybody, And there's a little story that goes with this, just like there is with everything. But if somebody wants to know the story, you are more than welcome to ask me that story. But for me, God snatched me up, and he, in the blink of an eye, he breathed his Holy Spirit into me. And he burned out years of pain, of heartache, of abuse, of things that I could not get free from. He just burned it right out of me. And he is willing to do that for each of you. So be prepared. Things are getting ready to shift on earth. A lot of the prophetic people have said there was a shift as of last week, and I see it clearly. So, Father, I'm going to take calls now, and I ask that you just bless me to be able to release your prophetic words into people's lives. And to the difference, folks, is that with a prophetic word, you're getting the heart of God, the creator of all. You're getting the heart of the Father for you. And he is telling you the beautiful things he put in you when he created you. He is telling you his desires for you. He is telling you, walk this way, and he is showing you. And you don't pay for prophetic words. I don't think that that should be a requirement. Prophetic words are just, it's something the Father uses the person for, and it flows through them. I'm not saying it's wrong to pay for prophetic words, because it's just like if you have the gift of administration and you're typing documents all day long, you can bet you're going to get paid for that. Well, this is just a different kind of gift, and the body of Christ needs every single one of these gifts. So I'm going to start taking callers, and I'm going to take caller 816-787.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I
yes,
had to take
can you hear me?
Off. Yes, I can hear you now. How
oh,
are
okay.
you, Missy?
I'm good.
How
are
you
calling?
Today? This is Teresa.
I'm good. I'm doing really good. Teresa.
Pardon me?
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Yeah, I called you the first week after Cindy
yes,
referred us to you guys. You and I saw how everybody had written about a shift, a change, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought I was moving pretty, you know, pretty steadily with a spirit of determination till about a week ago,
mm-hmm.
and I feel the heavy weight. It's a weight. It's not a good thing, okay? I haven't done anything to progress forward in moving to recapture who I was in a week. So I got a note from a friend asking me to move forward versus to die to try to right the wrongs that had happened. And that's a hard thing, a hard place for me to be, because the wrongs weren't insignificant. And it affected
right.
my
and
relationship.
And I remember,
yeah.
I remember your
yeah.
story, and I've been praying for you. So how about we just say a prayer here, and I'll ask Father if he has some uplifting words for you.
Absolutely. I receive it, Mitzi.
Okay. All right. Father, I come before your throne boldly. And Father, even tenderly, because you are just so... You're so kind, Father, and I lift up my sister Teresa to you tonight. God, she has been struggling for a very long time with these personal issues in her life. And God, you know all the details of this. You know all of it, Father, and you know what she has endured. And you know that she has a heart that has been shattered, Father, and that she is trying to recuperate and pick up these pieces, because sometimes our hearts get broken so deeply that we know that really it's only you, Father, who can put those pieces back together. And I just pray, claiming that healing for her heart, claiming for breakthrough in this situation of her personal life, where she was so deeply wounded in all areas. It just spread out into all areas for her, Father, every day. So, God, I ask you now for confirming words for her. And I pray protection over her, guidance over her, your love to rain down over her. Okay. Teresa, this is what I would hear the Lord say to you today. The Father is saying, he says, lift up your head and look to me because I hold the key. I have everything that you're going to need for this journey. I know that you feel like what you have been through was too much for you to bear. But I am saying to you that I allowed you to walk through that so you could be one to bear my image to the world. As one goes through suffering, then they take on the image of Christ himself. So a lot of times we just think in this world that suffering is a curse or is something evil that happens to us. But the flip side is, and God always flips something, he takes the bad and he makes it positive. So he says, I say to you, daughter, hold your head up and look to me because I have you. This is not too painful and it is nearly over. I see, he's saying to me that there is breakthrough that is coming. I'm hearing the words breakthrough, breakthrough. And he is saying that this time is about to be over and he is ready to take you to the next level, to a level of anointing that you will be able to walk in and that you will be able to administer to others and to their hearts and what you have been through, and that this is getting reversed from where you have been the one that has received the heartache to you are going to be the one that is healing the heartache. Okay. Yep, that's what I heard him saying for you. And Father, I thank you for that word. I thank you, God, that with you, you turn all things positive. And that, God, on this day, we declare and we decree that these words will hold fast and that nothing, God, will be able to claim them or snatch them away. They are given to Teresa through you today, Father. And I thank you for these words for her. And I ask that you just go before her and make the crooked way straight, Father, and that you just bless her in every way and her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I really appreciated, thank you and amen. I really appreciated your program last week. I didn't catch it until after it was over, and I did listen to the archives where you and Lois were talking. I think that was your friend's name.
Uh-huh.
And I found that very comforting because as a family nucleus, when one family person is shattered, it can resonate throughout the nucleus of the family, and it has mine. Part of that, I don't know if it's abuse and mental illness as a result of the abuse, or drug use, abuse, and mental illness. But to know that as a mother and as a human being, as a spiritual person, as a person in Christ, and to know that that I'm not the only one and that other people aren't the only ones who have that pain of a child and wanting to have a close adult relationship with our children and not being able to at that time. And to know you're not alone in that is comforting.
Mm-hmm. And so there are so many of us going through it, but not many of us talk about it. Yeah, we need to be here for each other, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody had asked me some questions, and I said, I don't talk about those things because they're too painful. Those are too
painful. Yes, and that's true. There are, for my son, it's been 14 years, and I can comfortably talk about it now, although there are still the times when it's painful. But I bet it took me 5 years to be able to say anything at all. It is hard.
It is very hard.
Yes.
And when with my walk, with the, everything was catapulted at one time, upheavaled at one time. So it's been real hard to try to pinpoint certain areas to assist myself and others in this walk to heal. And then I just know that until I am truly set free, my children will not be able to use their voice. They're fearful. They know who their mother was before this happened. And so it's not just about me. It's never been just about me. It's never been about me alone. So thank you for sharing that word with me today. I have
you're welcome.
I've given your website and Cindy's website and your number to a coworker friend of mine whose friend just lost a baby at 5 months old, And so I'm hoping that she does call. I wrote everything down, your phone number and Cindy's website. And it's a young person, and it was pretty travestating. So I'm hoping she gives you a call. So thank you for your time tonight, Mitzi. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Teresa. And I have you on my prayer list here, and I'll keep you here. And
thank
I'm hoping for some real positive reports.
Me too.
All right,
me
amen.
Too. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was an awesome call. Thank you, Father, for being so faithful. And caller 614-273. Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's speaking?
This is Brian Chappelle.
Hi, Brian. So you're Brian from Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, well, what you didn't know was I do a talk show on Tuesday evenings at 6. It's called Healing Hearts His Way. And what God showed me was that there were so many people with a broken heart. And he came for the brokenhearted. And he said, he just asked me 6 months ago if I would do this. And I started it on Valentine's Day, which was at his urging. And I was very nervous because I'm so much more comfortable just writing, but speaking I've had to grow into. And so welcome to the show. Amen.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So what are your thoughts about broken heart?
I think it's a big need in the body of Christ now. Like, you know, I see a lot of hurting people out there. And, I mean, we all need the love of the Father. Love it. For me personally, I came from a very dysfunctional family. My, you know, earthly father was very abusive. And so my view of the Heavenly Father was very distorted for a long time. And still having, still healing from the damage, you know. But,
and you're right.
You know,
so many people are.
Yeah, it takes time to heal. You know, I still still have. You know, it's like feel like maybe just recently God has finally given me some deeper revelation of His love. You know, and that He's nothing like my earthly father. I'm not disrespecting my earthly father or nothing, but what I mean is that, you know, he loves us unconditionally. And there's no limits to His love, and there's no, you know, he just loves us unconditionally in His grace. And I've had to come to understand that even when I mess up and screw up, you know, He still loves me. And he's not, you know, he's not mad at me or, you know.
Not like, taking it personally, that you realize that the person they have problems. And a lot of times, especially as children, we take all those personally and we think it's us causing the problem. Well, I am down to 1 minute of the show, but if we get disconnected, well, you know where you can find me next Tuesday, but in the meantime, also Facebook. And I have a website called HealingHeartsHisWay.com. It's still under construction, so I'm working on that. And people can email questions or whatever concerns. But Brian, I'd like to close the program with prayer for you, if that's okay.
Yeah, I wanted to ask. I needed to ask prayer for my wife. She came under attack today. She at work and she. Mm-hmm. Said she felt like she was going to have a heart attack or something, and I think, you know, it was just a straight out attack from the lying devil, and but and so
well here we've got like 30 seconds, so I'm just going to do that real quick for you, and then I can I can send you a message too to finish it if we get cut off. But Father, I come before your throne with Brian Chappelle and for his wife, Father. We pray now that you will just release the hands of the enemy off his wife for any attack that she may be under. God, We know, Father, that you love your people and you provide your protection. I pray that you put them under your wing and that you keep them safe, Father, and that you watch over her in every way. So, Father, I release them into your care, and Brad will finish this later. So thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so, well, it says that the show's ended. I guess it has. I put 30 minutes because, well, I haven't had any callers, so we'll stretch it back to an hour next week. Just thanks for calling, everyone. Healing Hearts His Way.